With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke says he's considering running for House Speaker. The first-term Republican said in a statement today the House is in a leadership crisis with current Speaker John Boehner resigning and Representative Kevin McCarthy's withdrawal as a candidate. Congressman Paul Ryan of Wisconsin has so far rebuffed calls to run for the House's top position. Zinke spokeswoman Heather Swift says Zinke's decision will depend on what Congressman Ryan does. Zinke says callers to his office have been urging him to run. He says other freshman congressmen have been elected speaker, but it's been a long time. When Boehner announced his resignation last month, Zinke said he was looking for a new speaker who shows resolve against President Barack Obama and bureaucrats, quote, who've hijacked the U.S. Constitution. The owner of a Ronan daycare center is recovering after being attacked by the father of children to whom he does not have custody rights. Martha McClure was caring for the man's three children, all under the age of four, Lake County officials said. She knew Salish and Kootenai Tribal Child Protective Services had suspended the father's parental rights, and he was not allowed to have contact with them. McClure reported she could smell alcohol on 31-year-old Francis Joseph Jackson, and that he was angry and threatened to assault her in front of the kids, court records said. He's been charged with aggravated burglary in the attack that left McClure recovering from eye surgery. Jackson was arrested in Washington State yesterday afternoon. A bank account and GoFundMe site have been set up to help with McClure's expenses. The three plaintiffs who filed a lawsuit seeking to block the transfer of the former Kerr Dam to the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes are dropping the case. State Senator Bob Keenan, former State Senator Verdell Jackson, both Republicans, and a Flathead Lake business owner were denied their requested emergency injunction 2 days before the transfer of the dam in September. It's been renamed Salish Kootenai Dam. The plaintiff's legal challenge of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's approval of the transfer remained an active case after the injunction was denied. Today, the three told a federal judge in Washington, D.C. that they're voluntarily dropping the lawsuit. One member of the group told the Associated Press that he's considering filing a new version of the lawsuit at a later date. One result of the sale of the dam is that Lake County will see a serious cut in tax revenues, Corin Cates-Carney reports.
The tribes do not have to pay state property taxes on the land. Before the tribes took ownership, the dam was the largest source of tax revenue in Lake County, almost $1 million a year. Now that money is gone, and the tribal officials say they will not be able to help offset the loss. Lake County Commissioner Gail Decker was disappointed by the tribe's decision, but not surprised.
You know, there's not a lot you can do about it. You know, you just need to come up with a way to deal with it and move on.
According to Decker, the tribe told him the decision was based on the economics of the situation. The price for the dam's power isn't great right now, but if that changes, the tribe could possibly afford to help with the tax loss.
They would be willing to revisit that and possibly do something in the future.
Lake County will create a plan to deal with the losses in their next fiscal year budget. Montana Public Radio is not able to contact the tribes for this story. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A grass fire that started Sunday afternoon north of Manhattan and that was threatening 50 homes is now only threatening 20, fire officials say. Kerry O'Connell, Gallatin County Fire Marshal, says the fires burned about 13 square miles.
I would say we're getting a handle on it, and we are assessing exactly how fast we're going to wind down. I would say we've seen the worst of this fire.
O'Connell says the number of firefighters and equipment on the blaze are expected to drop tomorrow. One of the state's four firefighting helicopters has been reassigned to a new fire burning in Beaverhead County. Montana State University says two people are being questioned after a 36-year-old student was found with his throat cut in the Student Union building. Officials at Bozeman Deaconess Hospital did not return a call for comment on the unidentified student's condition. A university spokeswoman says the student was stabbed in the school's graduate and family housing area and made his way to the Student Union building. The school says the stabbing happened in family housing and that the union was operating normally and that there's no ongoing threat to other students. A magistrate judge has scheduled a May trial in a lawsuit accusing the owners of the Colstrip power plant with violating the federal Clean Air Act and state laws. The Sierra Club and Montana Environmental Information Center allege the coal-fired plant discharges an excessive amount of pollution. They accuse the owners of making changes to the plant without proper permits and want to block it from operating until it's in compliance. Colstrip serves markets across the Pacific Northwest. The six companies that own the 2,100-megawatt plant say its emissions fall within federal and state regulations. They acknowledge making changes to the plant, but say the work was routine and did not require permits. Today, U.S. Magistrate Judge Jeremiah Lynch scheduled a May 31st bench trial in Missoula. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.